If you talk to the good folks at the Howard Jarvis group, they will tell you that the bond oversight committees were really set up as a Judas scope to, they don't think much of us. They think that we're simply there to lull the taxpayer into paying out bond money. And statewide, there's a lot of debt out there that have gone into school bonds. I have a different take on what our duties are, and it may be a bit of apostasy. I think within our own group, we have some different views. I think it's very clear that our first is to report out to the public on what has happened over the last year. And I think we have a second hat, which is not as well defined, and that comes into those other things where we can explore. I don't know that I want us to advise, but what's the best way to acquire the services of an architect? Are we making smart moves in terms of other goods and services we're spending money on? And that's clear that is within our purview. But we're an oversight body, and I want to make very clear that from my perspective, I don't want to take ownership in any decisions because it muddles our ability to be an oversight. It's one of the reasons I don't sit up on the dais of ribbon cuttings, because I don't want to be considered that this is part of my work. The board makes the decisions. The board will have to live with our criticisms of the decisions afterwards. I think we have a lot of advice to give, not so much to the boards, but to Dr. Gary and his people. We think there's a better way to build this mousetrap, and we'll get better value for it. But we're an oversight body. I think that's absolutely clear. We have another hat to wear, which is, I don't know that it's advisory or consulting, because we can't take ownership on any of the things that we later do, because, as I said, it then makes whatever we come out with suspect. So as an oversight, I think we have a clear line that we can cross, and we need to better define that amongst ourselves and find a working relationship. I don't think anything that we've said is mutually exclusive. But I think we can't lose the sight that first and foremost, we're an oversight body, and we can't hamper or bridge or devalue that portion of it to do whatever the good is that we think we may be doing in other areas. As I said, that may be apostasy with some of my other members, but we don't always agree on things either. Thank you.
This is a good. Thank you for those comments, Mr. O'Neill. So, I understand where you're coming from, and I agree with, your statement, in terms of the first, that quite actually, that's kind of what the attorney said, that Mr. Mirnish has his own feelings about, which I understand that too. But I think there is, that is your first duty. That's how I see it, and I'm not trying to say that because I don't value you gentlemen and your time that you give, but I think there is, like Mr. This is just my opinion, what Mr. Neal said, that you do have some valuable input to give us on certain things that, that you have a lot of experience in, and that's quite apparent from your questions today of all the experience and your expertise and from your careers that, it's very, we need to at least hear those, opinions out. But you got to remember, too, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to agree with all of them as well. But it should be listened to. That's how I feel about it. But I think, we've got to come to some sort of. Well, I don't know if we do it here, but come to some sort of understanding, and I would tend to go with what Mr. Lamb has suggested or what he just spoke of.
Perhaps that could be the topic of our first retreat.
Okay.
For
presentation.
So that's what we were, I think,
we're thinking this is probably something that we could have a deeper conversation around at a retreat like setting. I think there's a number of items on the agenda, but to have maybe a more informal conversation. I would like to offer that from staff perspective. I think we've been mindful to build a bridge and understanding that there's roles and responsibilities. We've been working to listen to our board of trustees, superintendent, our CDOC. As we move forward, I think we are informed by all the conversations we have because nobody operates in a vacuum. Nobody is in a silo, especially with the type of approach we have. So I just want to put that out. I know sometimes there's questions around, well, what does we mean? And I have to explain, this is what we mean in the departments. But at the end of the day, we're only going to be able to do for our students what we can come together as a community to do. Maybe this is something that we can continue talking about at a retreat again. There seems to be different perspectives, but that was my thoughts. So I just feel having similar thoughts to the board chair.
The bulk of my mill. Dr. Gary. Any other comments on this?
Yes, Dr. Jen.